night, but by God, she wanted to get into his pants. "Hey, Dana, Jack Sloan here. How are you?" he asked, ignoring the fax on his desk that his secretary had marked urgent with 2 exclamation points.
"I'm doing well, thank you. How can I help you, Jack?"
"I've got reservations for 2 at Jay's Beef and Reef on Kalakaua Ave. Come with me."
He heard her gasp, her voice come to life.
"The Jay's Beef and Reef on the Strip? How? That place is booked weeks in advance." Jack smiled.
"I have connections." A huffy little snort interrupted Jack's train of thought. He swiveled in his chair, his gaze roaming beyond the open door of his office to where his current secretary worked.
She'd come as part of the hotel's business office when he'd bought out the owners 4 months ago.
One look at the black horn-rimmed glasses propped low on her nose and her eyes squinting up at him, and he could barely get beyond anything else, including her hair pulled back in a lopsided twist with a pencil stuck through. Quiet, near invisible, she kept the office running smooth, didn't care about current office fashions, and had no interest in conversation. Unlike his previous secretaries, who were too chatty, wore their hems too high, necklines too low, and couldn't get their work done, it seemed, whenever